Now, a reversal poem can be quite elaborate. This is called American Cops. And what you're going to hear is a setup. And if you like setups, just be warned that the setup abruptly reverses direction. So it goes like this. American cops. Yeah, they helped a little old lady get her kitten down from a roof. And they answer the 911 calls. And they birth the babies. And they arrest the molesters and the madmen. They're your friendly neighborhood American cops. And they're proud of their service to the community. American cops. That's the setup. Here we go. They also kill freedom seekers, arrest 6 times more people of color than Anglos, beat people in custody, steal what drugs and money they can, harass the kids in the malls, racially profile, use massive firepower against the helpless, violate the Bill of Rights, and oh yes, kill to protect property and not the interests of you and me and us. You see what I mean by a switch of direction? But this one changes direction again. And somebody says to me, hey man, I knew this cop and he really did help a little old lady get her kitten down from the roof. And I knew a cop and he let me go through a stop sign with just with a warning. And I'm saying, it isn't the cop who kills the innocent civilians who's to blame. He's just a pawn in their game. It's Pete Coors and the Montfort boys and Phil Anschutz who hire the $1 million suits who control the stooge old white men who hire kitty cops and train them to kill to protect property. So every time a cop kills an innocent civilian, the $1 million suits get a stooge old white man to resign. 2 years later, he gets a $200,000 a year job in a think tank. And nobody ever gets to the billionaires who set the policies that result in the deaths of the innocent civilians. There's only 2 political parties in America, the winners and the losers, and the fix is in.